So, I recently had a launch that didn't go so well, and I'm not embarrassed to talk about it. Like I always say, failure is a prerequisite to success. We have to be okay to walk through failure in order to get to our successes. I don't know a single person who's achieved anything great that didn't first have to walk through failure. We have to normalize failure. And this podcast, it isn't about me knowing everything and having all the answers. My superpower is that I love learning, whether it's through failure or success. I love experimenting and innovating and trying new things and then sharing that with you. So I'm actually really excited to share with you what worked, what didn't work, and what I learned. Welcome to The Optimistic Artist. I'm Monique Story, artist, creative entrepreneur, and whiskey enthusiast. I'm deeply passionate about helping artists find their possible by bringing the clarity, strategy, and inspiration you need to turn that art hobby of yours into a thriving art business. After many sold-out collections, I've learned a thing or two about marketing art whilst also thriving as a mum and creative. Marketing tips, productivity hacks, artist mindset, finances, failure, family, we cover it all as you hear from myself and other experts in the field. Whatever creative dreams you've got hidden in your heart, I'm here to tell you it is possible. So get ready, my friend. This is the Optimistic Artist. So I had done five launches, each using pretty much exactly the same strategy, and it worked. Every launch sold out within minutes or hours. But if you're going to be an entrepreneur, if you're going to learn and expand and grow and reach your potential, at some stage, you have to take a risk and try something new. I mean, that's how I discovered my online launch strategy in the first place. The first time I did my online launch strategy, it was a massive risk. I was trying something I'd never done before or that I'd never seen before, and I had no idea if it was going to work. But here's the thing, you have to try new things. And when you try new things, sometimes you strike gold and it works amazingly, but sometimes it doesn't. Either way, it has to be done, and the learning from those experiences, whether it worked or it didn't, is invaluable. And that's what this podcast is about. I'm more than happy to take the risks, try the new things, and let you know what worked and what didn't. So, in the future, I have a whole episode solely focused on what to do when an online launch, a sale, an exhibition, or an art fair doesn't go the way that you expected. But this episode is focused solely on one particular lesson that I learned that I think needs its own podcast. It's a shorter episode, and it's focused on what I learned about Instagram in my last launch, and it's not what you expect. If you can grasp this and implement it into the way that you show up, I think it's going to make a massive difference for you. I, for one, am really excited to put into practice what I learned from my last launch about Instagram. I'm going to chat in particular about what I learned about reels and still images and when to use which feature in your art business. Okay, so you only need to have been on Instagram for about 5 seconds before you understand the importance of video content and reels. If you are not doing reels, you would have noticed a massive decrease in your reach. Reels are essential for growing on Instagram. And in the last few months, Reels has made up probably 95% of my Instagram content, and that's hugely increased my reach. So, knowing this time around in my launch, I utilized a lot of Reels, but it actually bit me in the butt. I would even go so far as to say that the way that I used Reels really hindered my sales in a big way. And this is why. Reels and video content in general is amazing in terms of grabbing people's attention. People engage with video content and they watch because it's just more entertaining. But the problem with Reels is that people generally engage with them passively. They don't stop to read the caption. And once that reel is finished, they just move on to the next reel. Unless your reel is super informative and persuasive, which we'll get to later, people don't actually stop to read the caption, click on the link, or take whatever action results in an art sale. Because here's the thing, to have an art sale, there are some action that needs to be taken. The reason why Reels didn't work for me during this last launch was that it eliminated an essential element to any sale, and that is a call to action. If you're not sure what a call to action is, sometimes it's called a CTA, it's when you tell your audience what you want them to do. It's when you say, click on the link in my bio to see the full collection, or click the link to view my shop, DM for a sale, whatever. It's when you're asking your reader to take an action. Because after all, action is what's needed when you're in sales mode, when you need people to take an action to visit your site, check out your shop, and buy your work. Now, because my call to actions were in my caption, they weren't ever really seen, and therefore they weren't acted upon. So my content was being watched, my views and my reach was great, but the metrics, the numbers that mattered, wasn't there. Which kind of brings me to my next point. What metrics, what numbers are you looking at? Now, you might say, well, I did this reel and I got thousands of views and likes, and that's great, but likes and views isn't money in the bank. Now, I'm not saying that reels are bad. Reels are great. They're amazing for storytelling and reaching new audiences, engaging people in your work. But I think it's important to be strategic about when we use reels. Now, it was kind of too late, but towards the end, I started to experiment with the difference between reels and still images. Now, if we were looking at vanity metrics like likes and views, then reels would win every time. But I was in the middle of a launch. I didn't really care about that. I cared about people clicking through to my website to buy art. And if I compared still or carousel images to reels, still images got 6 times more of the action that I was looking for. People were 6 times more likely to visit my profile, click the link in the bio with a still image than with a reel. Now, still images got way less views, but they got 6 times more of the thing that actually mattered, the thing that actually would move the needle in my art business, which was action. Okay, so what's the deal? Art with the reel? No, not at all. Reels are still awesome. When you're in the storytelling, connection-making phase of your art cycle, because, well, they're great because you get way more reach, you get way more engagement. They are great for things like showing works in progress, studio tours, trips to the art supply store, videos of your inspiration, whether it's landscapes or florals. Reels are great for telling stories about you as the artist and about your work. They're great for all of the stuff that you do before you sell. But when it comes down to crunch time and you're in a launch week or you're in a sale, you're going to need more than views. You're going to need people to take action, and therefore having easy to access calls to action is essential. When I'm in launch week or if I'm in a sale, I will take 10 views of my website over 10,000 views of a reel without any action any day of the week. So, it kind of begs the question, can we have the best of both worlds? Can we get the reach and engagement of reels with the action of a static image? I'm kind of excited because I think we might just be able to pull it off. Now, I haven't tried this, but I plan to. And I'd love for you to try this with me and give me your feedback. So here is how I think we can utilize the power of reels during those times when we need people to take action. Number one, include all the important information in the reel. So that means things like the date of your sale, how people purchase needs to be in the reel, not in the caption. I really do think that if we can get all that important information across in the video itself, then we can eliminate the risk that people won't read the caption and therefore A, won't know the information that they need to, and B, won't actually take those actions that we need to. Okay, number two, I think that if we include our calls to action inside the reel, that would go a long way. So while we've captured our audience's attention with video, how about we use the text function or the caption function to add calls to action to our reels? Your call to action might be to jump on your mailing list, download your freebie, go to your website to see your collection, go to your shop, etc. But I think if our calls to action are in our reels and not in our captions, we increase the likelihood of people seeing those calls to action and actually taking those actions. When it comes to making reels, I have a quick little bonus tip. My new favorite app for making reels, especially ones where you want to add some text or some animation, which by the way are great ways to add calls to action, is Canva. If you're new to Canva, I cannot recommend it enough. It is the number one tool that I use for design in my business. My email banners, my blog banners, documents for clients, Instagram posts, stories, Pinterest pins, videos. I literally design it all in Canva. The free version, it's more than enough, but I actually love it so much that I pay for the pro version. It has a whole ton of stunning templates that you can use just by simply changing the text, dragging and dropping in your own images. You can choose which platform you want to design for, whether it's a story or a pin or a Facebook post, and it will automatically create something in the right dimensions. It takes me a quarter of the time to design using Canva. And here's the best bit. I can schedule it to post straight to Pinterest, Instagram, or Facebook. So I literally create a beautiful image or a series of images or even a little clip with an animated call to action. And then I can schedule all my socials for the week right there in the app. Canva is at least nine kinds of wonderful and I am in literal love. If you want to know more about Canva, check out the show notes. I've created a blog post all about how to use Canva as an artist with examples, links to tutorials, and honestly, the free version is more than enough to get started. Highly recommend. So, to summarize, don't let the fear of failure hold you back from trying new things. If you want to grow and develop, you have to try something new. Sometimes you strike gold and sometimes you don't. Don't be afraid of failure. Either way, there is a ton of learning to be done. One major thing that I learned from my recent failure is how and when to use reels and still images. Reels and video content is amazing to engage your audience and expand your reach before you sell. Reels are amazing to tell story and make connection. But when it comes to crunch time and you're selling, you need to abandon vanity metrics, stop focusing on likes, and intentionally craft your content to include easy calls to action. This could look like still images, or you can experiment with me and see if we can have the best of both worlds, engaging reels that give all the information and calls to action that do not rely on people reading the captions. Okay, don't forget to check out the show notes to learn how to create easy, beautiful, engaging calls to action using Canva. It's my absolute pleasure to share with you just one thing I've learned from my past failures. I can't wait to share more with you. The best way forward is one step at a time. And by listening today, you just took one more step in the direction of your dreams. If you're looking for more, head on over to MoniqueStory.com. That's story with an EY. There you can get your hands on today's show notes and heaps of other free resources. Okay, until next time, go and find your possible.